This is Akashwani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has projected India as a global hub of innovation and technology yesterday while addressing the Viva Tech 2026 summit in Paris. The Prime Minister said technology can lead to progress only when it is democratized. Mr. Modi urged global innovators to work with India and deliver for all. The Prime Minister highlighted that in the last decade, India has been going through a rapid transformation that is powered by technology. Mr. Modi also held meetings with the leading French business leaders to deepen economic and technological cooperation between the two countries. Prime Minister Modi has stated that India is not only preparing for the future, but is actively shaping it through innovation, technology and people-driven development. Addressing the Indian community at the Bonjour Modi program in Paris yesterday, the final event of his France visit, the Prime Minister highlighted India's rapid transformation over the past 12 years.
12 साल के इस कालखंड में भारत का जीडीपी दोगुना हुआ है एयरपोर्ट की संख्या दोगुनी हुई है यूनिवर्सिटीज की संख्या भी दोगुनी हो गई है हाईवे कंस्ट्रक्शन की स्पीड तीन गुना बढ़ गई है और मेट्रो नेटवर्क चार गुना बड़ा हो गया है
Referring to the Bharat Innovates program, the NIS and Viva Tech in Paris, he said the world is witnessing India's growing innovation strength. Earlier, French President Emmanuel Macron thanked Mr. Modi in Hindi through a social media post. Later, Prime Minister departed for India. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has approved large-scale procurement of pulses and oil seeds at minimum support price MSP for four stages, four states, through video conferencing. The ministry said the procurement will be carried out under the price support scheme in Tamil Nadu, Gujarat, Uttar Pradesh and Haryana. Uttar Pradesh has emerged as the biggest beneficiary for the summer 2026 season. Procurement of 48,298 metric tons of moong, 97,970 metric tons of urad, and 41,718 metric tons of groundnut has been approved for the state. In Gujarat, procurement of 18,250 metric tons of moong has been cleared for the season. Mr. Chauhan also approved an increase in the moong procurement limit for Tamil Nadu under the Rabi marketing season 2025-26 from 885 to 990 metric tons, enabling the purchase of an additional 105 metric tons. Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh has announced that Kathua district will soon be connected through the Delhi-Amritsar-Kathua Express Corridor and will also get a gas pipeline network aimed at boosting connectivity, industrial growth and access to clean energy. He said this while addressing a public gathering near Khilochak Pond in the Jastora Assembly constituency of Kathua district yesterday as part of an outreach program marking 12 years of the Narendra Modi-led government. Dr. Singh said a gas pipeline project for Kathua is also in the pipeline and is expected to be implemented soon, providing cleaner and more efficient energy access to residents and industries. The minister said the tender for the proposed homeopathy college in Kathua has already been floated and the foundation stone for the institution will be laid shortly. In snooker, India entered the final of the World Team Championship with a 3-1 win over defending champions Hong Kong, China and Guangdong yesterday. The Indian pair of Pankaj Advani and Aditya Mehta dominated the semi-final. India will face the winners of the other semi-final between hosts China A and Korea in the title clash tomorrow morning. India last won the championship in Myanmar 7 years ago. In the FIFA World Cup 2026, Czechia and South Africa played out a 1-1 draw in their Group A clash at Atlanta Stadium in the United States. The result keeps the knockout stage hopes of both the teams alive as each side has lost their opening matches. The Group B encounter between Switzerland and Bosnia and Herzegovina is currently underway at Los Angeles Stadium in the USA. India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast isolated heavy to very heavy rainfall over northeast India, sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim during the week. Similar conditions are expected over Bihar, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal till today. The Met Department said conditions are favourable for further advance of the southwest monsoon into parts of Telangana, Odisha, Jharkhand, Bihar and Chhattisgarh over the next 4 to 5 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.